You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
It is 23-22 in favor of St. Peter's. Halftime tonight presented by the Asbury Park Press, a proud supporter of Monmouth University Athletics. And as he grabs the headset, Josh Newman, the outstanding beat writer of the APP. You can follow his stuff online at app.com and follow the Twitter, Joshua_Newman, at Joshua_Newman. Josh, no real pretty way to describe what we saw in that first half. It's been ugly offensively.
I think, you know, we all came in here, you know, knowing that these are two, you know, defensive teams that like to play ugly and they don't mind, you know, playing that way for 40 minutes. But, you know, we kind of took that to a new level. St. Peter's didn't have a field goal for about the first 10 minutes. Monmouth really couldn't find the basket. But as the half went on, you know, I felt like the teams kind of settled in and something resembling basketball was played there over the last 8 or so minutes.
Yeah, if we had back-to-back baskets, it was almost a hot streak at one point there in that first half. This is a Monmouth team that when we spoke last time on Friday, let one kind of slip away against Quinnipiac, but such a good response win at Ryder on Monday night. Getting to that point of the season where you don't want to keep saying, okay, you win one, then a letdown type game. This is one I think Monmouth really needs to try and get something going at home again.
I think in general, I think we're past the point of, you know, we're, you know, happy to play well and, you know, going away with moral victories. You're 5-1 in the MAC. It's to the point where you think you're good and you want to be able to think that you can contend for a conference title. And to do that, as you just said, you need to start winning games ugly. You need to start winning home games. And home has not really been all that kind for Monmouth this year. So if they can win this game against what I feel is a quality St. Peter's team, that would definitely be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, 3-4 on the season at home. And that's something you need. You know, you got to develop. And I know that the paper has done a couple of articles as of late and has some commentary on the attendance situation here at the MAC. But, you know, to be honest about it, you got to put together good games at home for people to be excited to come out and watch the team when they play.
You know, it's already a tough sell in the MAC. You know, it's January. It's the middle of the week. You know, St. Peter's is not what you would call a name program within the MAC. They're not Iona. They're not Manhattan. It's a tough sell. And if you're going to sell games like this, it helps to be good and it helps to be winning. So, again, if they can get this game, get something going at home, they'd be 6-1 with this win. Then you kind of start to build some momentum, and hopefully it snowballs into something bigger.
And hopefully what you get is maybe this one and then one more against Fairfield, get the students back on campus, and then all of a sudden, like you said, you've got a little bit of a roll. It's St. Peter's 23, Monmouth 22. Josh, looking forward just a little bit. After tonight, we mentioned that game against Fairfield, and I think everyone will be a bit intrigued by the last non-conference game of the schedule, which will be at UPenn, a Wednesday night in Philadelphia. Just kind of a random spot that both teams could kind of agree, but an interesting barometer game to see where Monmouth is against an Ivy League opponent.
Yeah, it's not really ideal timing, obviously, for a non-conference game, especially with Monmouth playing so well in the conference. You don't want to upset that mojo and just throw a random non-conference game in there. But yeah, Penn, you know, they've struggled in recent years, but the Palestra is, generally a tough road environment. You know, if they can go in there, again, that's a weeknight game. It's an 8 p.m. tip on the road. If they can go in there and show something in that game, that would be a good barometer, as you just said.
Josh, I know you're doing double duty. Go down and spend some time with the guys on the Monmouth Digital Network. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes on the radio here tonight.
Appreciate it, Matt.
Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. Always a great read and a great follow on Twitter. We'll step out here and take a 60-second timeout. It is St. Peter's 23, Monmouth 22. We're back right after this quick pause on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Time to take a look at the Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. This is the only game in the MAC tonight. St. Peter is leading Monmouth at the break 23-22. A few games in the top 25. Not an overly busy Wednesday. We'll check out what is happening in the Big Ten. Rutgers with a nice advantage at the break over Maryland, the number 14 team in the country, 31. Check it. Maryland 38 and Rutgers 31. So are you hanging in that one? Georgia Tech leading number 12 Notre Dame at the half, 38-30. Number 15 North Carolina leads NC State in the battle down at Tobacco Road, 32-26. Villanova will tip off against Xavier at 9 o'clock. Number 11 Iowa State taking on the Bears of Baylor, the number 22 team in the country, in a Big 12 matchup at 9. And also coming up just in a little bit, number 13, Wichita State playing host to Southern Illinois. San Diego State on the road at number 25, Wyoming. That game a late start at 11 p.m. Take one more break. When we come back, Bob will have the halftime stats for you. We'll step out here for 2 minutes. We're back with more Hawks basketball. St. Peter's leading 23-22 on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
And welcome back to Monmouth University at halftime. St. Peter's leads it in a slugfest, 23-22, in a real physical game. A lack of offense, not much going on offensively, but all kinds of defense and banging away on the backboards going on in that first half. Take a look at those first half statistics, if you want to call them stats. First for St. Peter's, Fields with 4 points on 1-for-1 from the field. He's about the only guy who's shooting 1,000. Washington with 2 points. 0-for-1 from three-point lands. And Weiss coming off the starting position he earned tonight with no points and two fouls quickly. Dominique, the guy they really depend upon out there, with only 2 points. And Welton with 5 points on 2 out of 3 from the field. 1-for-1 from the free throw line. So field goal percentage-wise, Monmouth at 33, St. Peter's at 36. Monmouth individually offensively, Kafani very quiet in the first half. Picked up a couple of fouls on off-ball screens. 0-for-1 from the field. No points. 2 rebounds. 2 personal fouls. Max DeLeo, of course, very, very active. But 1 out of 4 from the field for 2 points. 6 rebounds to lead the way for Monmouth. That's a big one there. Deion Jones with 4 points on 1 out of 4. And 2-for-2 from the line. A couple of rebounds. 1 personal foul. Justin Robinson, again leading the way for Monmouth. The point guard with 6 points on 2 out of 4 from the field. 0-for-1 from three-point land. 2-for-2 from free throw position. 2 assists. Zach Tillman worked hard inside. Showed some good footwork, but unable to score. No points. And 1 rebound, 1 assist, 2 personal fouls. The main man off the bench, Nicholas, with 8 points on 3 out of 7, 2-for-5 from three-point land. So he's really the main cog offensively for Monmouth. But really, the type of game where either team needs a little bit of a run. If they can score 8 or 10 in a row, they can open up a lead, because it looks like it's going to be the type of nasty game that we talked about before the game. Very physical type of a game that anybody really who puts up some offense in the second half can come away with a victory. Rebounding-wise, 17 rebounds for Monmouth, 13 for St. Peter's. Make that 12 for St. Peter's, so that's an important point right there. And you know, Matt, the fact that Monmouth again doing a job on the backboards, they had to do it against Quinnipiac. They didn't win the game, but they won the battle of the boards. And again, they're rebounding against a physical team.
Yeah, it has certainly been a problem, Bob, for Monmouth during the course of the season. It's good to see them turn that around a little bit, but it's got to come with success as well. And so far, so tonight, it has been St. Peter's with just a bit more offensively, and I find that hard to believe after what we saw for a good chunk of that first half. But the Peacocks up by a point, 23-22. We'll step out here and take a 90-second timeout. We're back right after this quick pause with the start of half number 2 on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.